Hey guys, it is Bryce, and today I'm going to be talking about my podcast called Become a YouTuber. I was thinking the other day, and I thought really hard about it, and I was thinking, what are the pros and cons about being a YouTuber? And coming from my point of view, I have a YouTube channel myself with 169 subscribers. I think that is very hard getting popular, and I think that is very hard getting out there in the YouTube world. And making money off of it, and the fact that I've only made $39 in 1 year, and that's not a lot to compare to Jake Paul and all the other big YouTubers that make millions and millions of dollars in 1 year. That's a lot, and it took a lot from them people to get big, and some of those YouTubers make it that far because it's a lot of people trying to do the same thing, just like me. There is cons about being a YouTuber is that how do you know if you can get big making videos that other people will watch? How do you know that you will make something that will go big? How do you know that you will gain subscribers? I mean, Jake Paul was going to be a Navy SEAL and make money off of that. And now he's one of the biggest YouTubers, and he is the biggest YouTuber and funniest YouTuber I know after me. But I think mostly off is how there are mostly more disadvantages than advantages. So that's why I wanted to do this topic and tell people how it's really hard and how you should not consider doing it, because being a YouTuber is hard. You need the equipment and you need money to get the equipment, and that's one of the cons about being a YouTuber. But the pros there are very little, and that is the fact that you can be yourself. You can be yourself, start trends, and make trends. That's what you do. And with me, how I started, I saw a broken hoverboard, and I was going to do a YouTube video on it, and that's how I was going to start my YouTube channel. Nobody really knew I had a YouTube. Nobody knew. Then I started to get my YouTube out there. Of course, people made fun of me at first, but I just got over it. And then I just start making videos, and then I stopped making videos because, you know, people made fun of me, and then I started again at the beginning of the 8th grade, and then now I was making videos until then, and then a girl, she asked if she can edit my videos, and the last 5 videos, she has edited my videos, and my YouTube channel has been better ever since. And that's another con about being a YouTuber. You need somebody to edit your videos, and that is going to cost. Nobody's just going to edit your videos just for free, just like my editor does. I can say that some of the good features of being a YouTuber is that you can get paid for doing it. But the bad thing about that is it goes based off your views. So if you don't get the views, then you don't get money. So you don't need to do things and need to do trends that big YouTubers do. Then you would be searched up and you will be noticed. And you will know that's why you need to do things that all the good YouTubers do, so you can get searched up. Also, but the con about that is that the fact that since other YouTubers do it, it's going to be hard for people to find yours. So that's why you need to make thumbnails. And when I started, my editor didn't even know how to make a thumbnail. So we just made a thumbnail, and it was just there with the automatic thing. Like, so now I know how to make a thumbnail, and now my videos have been better ever since. Cons: having people rely on you to post. That is hard because of the fact that you have to think about something to post every time, and they're relying on you to post so often. So you have to think of something to post. It is hard at the fact that you have to think of something to post. Like my last video I did, I couldn't think of nothing to post, and it was so I tried to copy it from my friend, and that video got 500,000 views, and that's a lot of people to watch my video. And my last video was breaking into my friend's house. You should go watch it. That got 200 views, so that is hard because everyone is relying on you to make a YouTube video and have to think about what you can do and what you have the money for. But the pros, once you get the video uploaded, everybody's going to see it and like the YouTube video. And once they like it and see it, people will really like you. But here, one thing not to do, not forget about anyone, is you are going to list people because of the fact that you forget something in a YouTube video, then they will be mad at you, and you don't want people to be mad at you. But yes, that is all I have to say about being a YouTuber and the pros and cons about being a YouTuber. So I encourage you to be one. It's a fun hobby and job. You can get paid. It's worth it. Bye.